Texans Training Camp. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Maybe just play the old Dick Law Firm commercial for Trey. And that'll be the here, Sutter's the birds and the bees conversation. Look at this. And also, if that's what you need some help with, try Dick Law Firm. That might be the word. Take him to Pound Town right there.
Hughley has came in the game.
There we go. All right, a little Tuesday, real or fake. Let's do this. If you are not familiar, you can participate 713-572-4610. Text in if you're the statement I lay out, is it real or is it fake? You on YouTube and Twitch can jump in as well. All right, let's start here with Clint with the Mixon injury situation. Damian Pierce will make the Houston Texans roster.
Oh, I think it's fake. I think it's fake. You've got Nick Chubb. You've got Dari Agunbowale. I think they've got three young backs that have been in this system.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
That's right. You drafted Woody. Almost forgot about him. But then you also got two or three other young backs that have been in the building for a couple of years now that are your kind of guys that I think they have some trust in. I think the Damian Pierce, I think the lack of trust is a major issue. And now all of a sudden the injuries are an issue. Yeah, I think Damian Pierce his days are numbered here. The problem now is that it's gotten so bad that I don't even think he's tradable. I think Damian Pierce will be a release at some point, probably the first cut in camp.
Really? Tyler, real or fake with the Mixon injury situation, could be out most of training camp, most of preseason and training camp. Damian Pierce will make this roster.
Yeah, I'm with Clint. Got to go fake on this one. I've been saying it from the start, and I know things have changed, and we keep an eye on the ebbs and flows as camp progresses for the Houston Texans. But I mean, for weeks and weeks now, I just do not see Damian Pierce making this football team.
See, you guys came out the gates easy with it. I'm gonna say fake. I'm gonna say fake, but I think this absolutely potentially put him in good favor to try to make it. This has helped him at least early, the thought of maybe we need to at least keep him and try to finagle the practice squad stuff with other guys, because we do need I don't know if we want to go into the thing with just Nick Chubb coming off of, multiple years of getting back from injury and now reaching, nearing year 30, and then maybe a rookie or some of those really young guys that don't have a lot of experience and maybe him as a backup. But, I mean, the fact that he's not able to be on the field right now is a thing that's tough to see that happening. Right now, if he was out on the field right now, Clint, getting number two reps and showing some promise or showing some improvements from the previous years, I think with that situation it would be a potential opportunity for him to make it. But right now, hell, he's not even playing, so I gotta go, and I have no idea how long he's going to be out.
Well, the interesting thing is that Damian Pierce hasn't been on the field that I recall, and I'm talking about in a mental rep, getting mental reps. I didn't see him in OTAs. I didn't see him at the mini camp. I haven't seen him at training camp. So it's not like he's out there and he's mentally on top of what's going on. I mean, yeah, you can sit in meetings all you want, but if you're skipping, an hour and 30-minute practices to begin with, and now you're skipping, and I'm not saying he's skipping, I'm just saying he's not present at the two-hour practices that they're having right now, that's a lot of mental reps that you could be getting, should be getting, if your intentions were to play anytime soon and have a chance to make the team.
Yeah, text line coming in. Real DP makes it, someone texts in. All right, real or fake, Christian Javier will make multiple starts for the Astros this season.
Yes, I think that's real. I think he does end up making multiple starts. I think he's correct me if I'm wrong, but he's closer. He's as close as Spencer Arrighetti, right?
Of all of those pitchers, he got to Sugar Land first, and he's already made a start in Sugar Land. So he's looking to make his second one.
Yeah. So I'm going to say real on Christian Javier making multiple starts this year for the Astros.
And I'm with him, Ron. Absolutely. I think he might be the first one we see come back, to be honest. And hopefully it's sooner rather than later, and we see more come with him.
I do.
How about you?
I want to say real. The only thing for me is, are they immediately going to put him in the rotation? Or are they going to use him as a piggyback?
If he can't get in his damn rotation,
golly. I hear you. I wonder how they want to look at it. Do they? Because you know we still haven't seen him. I think three innings is the most he's gone in Double A, and we'll see where he gets to. But if he gets up here and it's like, hey, we're still wanting to watch his arm, and maybe they don't want him to throw, you know, 80 pitches, 100 pitches, then maybe he starts in the bullpen. But I think to the point that I was going to get around to that you made there, Clint, if he can't get into this one, they're so desperate right now, it's hard to believe that he can't make it over Jason Alexander.
Bingo.
Or Colton Gordon. Shout out to Jason who gets to start tonight. All right, real or fake? Nick Caserio should absolutely give Christian Walker a serious look. Real or fake, Clint?
Well, I mean, look, I think it's real, assuming that you can get to the bottom of whatever was going on. I mean, I don't know. Is the injury a problem? I find it hard to believe that he walked around and kissed a teammate on the forehead, and all of a sudden everybody just out of nowhere got super uncomfortable. If there are major issues with this dude, including not taking care of his surgery and his injured foot the yep. right way, then it's fake as hell. I wouldn't even look his direction. But if this is something that appears to be blown completely out of proportion, and it's more about he didn't rehab his foot the way that they wanted him to and all that, then if it's a different story, then I think it's real. Hell yeah, give him a look. I think that the context matters here of what really went on.
Yeah, I'm going to say it real. He absolutely should. Now, he may get into it and see it and say, no, that ain't it. Hell, Clint, they took on Deontay Johnson. They gave him a look. And hell, you know what happened. Hell, he was there, a week or two, and then they moved him on his way. But, Clint, Tyler, this is a guy that is at a position that is becoming even more and more a premium position right now. And he's still, you know, in his 20s. And this is a guy that is and has the ability to be a difference maker on the interior. And it's probably the one weakness that they have on that defense. And weakness is maybe not even fair, but it is probably the weakest point of their defense. And a guy like that, like a Christian Wilkins, I don't care that he can do the splits on command. But a guy like that is a real difference maker to potentially have. So I think you got to at least take a look. Now, if you get in there and you take a look and you feel like, hey, this guy is, you know, pushes buttons and ain't a good fit for the locker room, I can understand if you'd be out on that.
Do you put any weight at all into the fact that we saw the Stephon Diggs experiment and them okay and green light that last year with this situation?
Yeah, I think any of them. That's why I said him, Deontay Johnson. Like, and Deontay Johnson's to me the real perfect one because he came in here, he acted in a way that doesn't fit what they want, and they got his ass up out of here. But I like, as Clint has said, hey man, it's hard to find them 6'3", 6'4", 300 plus pound brothers that can get after the quarterback and rush the passer and from the interior. And he's got a crazy motor as well and just super athletic. It's hard to find those guys. And I mean, by the way, Clint, he's already had multiple looks. Multiple teams have been checking in on that. And you'll see if it works for you. It's hard to find those guys. And I think D'Amico and Nick, They have to at least be looking at
there
that.
Ain't no doubt. He might be playing next to Chris Jones because you know them jokers will look at him.
Hey, man, they'll take anything right now. Man. I mean, right now, based off what we're hearing, it's not quite their type, but I feel like they can maybe make an adjustment, make an adjustment with it. All right, man, we have got to talk, and I'll say this, and I'll see if you agree with me, Clint, the people as well. I think this guy has been the star of camp.